Because I'm meeting with Pastor, he's pretty young. I think he said he was 30. How long has he been the pastor of that church?
Let's see, I mean,
yeah, about seven, eight.
Really? So he was really young. And what about the pastor? That's the one I missed. So, the pastor at the other church?
20.
He's been there for 20 years. And how old is he? I don't know, what is he?
He's 50, yeah, say late 50s. Mid 50s, okay. Somewhere along there.
Is there like maybe some sort of generation gap between those two? Or do they interact or have any sort of?
I don't think it's a generation gap. I just think it's communication.
Yeah, they're very close.
Yeah, because Reverend Lewis is Saban's pastor. Yeah.
He's what?
He's his pastor, you know.
A figurehead, you're saying?
Right, he consults him. I know he did when he first.
Well, that's what I was about to say. I know Saban joined Zion.
Yeah, so because he had to have a pastor himself, somebody he could see.
Oh.
So he became his pastor.
Oh. I didn't know that. He didn't mention that. I see. He just said how he grew up in Pleasant.
Well, he did. Yeah, he did.
He didn't say what church he was a member of?
Well, I just assumed. I didn't know. He said he was a member of Pleasant Hill.
Well, yeah, because my uncle, J.J. was the pastor of Pleasant Hill for quite some time. But he was a member of Zion. But he pastored at Pleasant Hill, and I think the history or the way they did it kind of dictated that happened, that he be a member of a church, have his own pastor, even though he had another church.
I see. Okay. All right. Seems like there definitely are some issues going on here. Okay. Does Zion see this as an issue? Do y'all,
I don't think either one of them see it as an issue. I think both of them are kind of independently thinking on their own. Because, like I said, both have their own different struggles, and they're more in-house because of those struggles. And it may, you know, I mean, that's just, like I said, it's just one man's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're not thinking that they need to sit down more themselves.
Yeah, but you, you talked about this in terms of what the community isn't getting, but are there grumblings from the community in some sort of sense that you feel there's some sort of urgency about this? I mean, do you see, you know, are there people out there saying this is a problem?
Well, some not. It's not very widespread, but there's some brings it up every once in a while. But not very often.
Because I guess I'm wondering, you know, I don't know about the people who are in, you know, these administrative positions within the church, you know, in terms of how the hierarchy works. But, you know, somebody has to provide feedback. You know, there are people who are part of the membership in the church. You know, people that I've interviewed, that's just a subset, and it's not even a random sample. But some of these people have mentioned these concerns in the same way that you have. And I guess to some extent it would make me wonder, you know, who's talking within this congregation, and even some of these people are on the deacon board or whatever, who's talking in the congregation? How is this not filtered back somehow to make, you know, some noise be heard to say there's some sort of problem here that needs to be addressed?